Hello.
Hey, Joshua.
Yeah.
Hey, Joshua. My name's Charles. How you doing today?
Good.
Good. Just cut to the chase. I had an overview of your account. You spoke to one of our agents in the past regarding, so we are a data service provider to both Google and Bing, and just wanted to speak with you about listing the company J&C Fences on the first pages of Google for your services there. Now, I did see an overview that you already tried certain things in the past that unfortunately did not pan out. I did not see an active website, which is what we specialize in. Do you have a couple moments of your time so I could just go into how we can help you and what separates us so that you don't have a repeat unfortunate experience like you did with Townsquare and other companies that just didn't give you the results you were looking for?
The only thing right now, because really, I don't need to be paying money every month for something that I don't know is going to work. I need y'all. Do y'all make websites, and then do I get
Absolutely.
a website,
Absolutely.
or do y'all own the domain?
So either or. So the short answer is if a company does not have a website, then we will build it for them. We also look to enhance certain aspects of websites. We do have, I saw that in the notations, we do have customer service as well, like 7 days a week. So if you guys ever had any questions or anything regarding the process or just about anything, we do have an active customer service as well. Lastly, we're month to month, we're not contracted. So for companies, and we work with tens of thousands of them nationwide, but what separates us, Joshua, is we could help, and we're the companies that try us, we're month to month, we're not contracted, but what gets me is we have a 97% retention rate, which simply means the ones that are like, okay, I want something that's a reasonable price, I kind of just want to try it out, almost 100% of them at the end of the month, it works because it's simple. We provide the work they're looking for. Whatever the job is, we send it their way, we get the job done, and we're reasonably priced. So we're nothing near like $2,800 for this, $700 for that. That's not anywhere near what we charge. And we're good at what we do. So is it worth a couple moments to learn about how we can help you out and just patch you up, make things right?
At the moment, no, because right now it works. The economy's not good right now, so I need at the moment not. But if you can make me a website that I get the key, and I just want the website, and I get to keep it. I don't want nobody owning the domain, because once I get done paying y'all take it back or whatever. I want to keep it.
Right. That's a great question. So with part of what we do with the month to month, I don't know if we could do something like that. We definitely construct the website and cater it to your needs. However, as long as you're with us, you're gonna have the website. And
So
it's one of those,
I have
obviously,
to pay
right?
for it. Yeah, okay.
Well, I mean,
All right,
I kind of like the, I'm listening to you. I kind of like the word investment in the sense that if you think about what I said, because the numbers stack up, it makes a lot of sense. It just saves us both a lot of time because I understand your situation. I really do. I respect it. 97% retention rate means that the ones, investment is the right word. Because if you're just spending money and you have a bad past experience, like we don't want you to leave us a bad review. Obviously, it hurt us. We're very good at what we do, and we'd want it to be a mutually a good investment. We want you to walk away with a profit. We want you to walk away with a good story. In fact, we don't want you to walk away. We want you to stand by us because you're satisfied and you're making money. So I'm just throwing out a random number, but if you were to spend, I'm making this up, like $300 a month, and you made off of that, you made $1,000, you made $5,000, you made $2,000, whatever it is, you'd be satisfied. You'd be like, whoa, this works. I'm getting the work I need, and the money doesn't matter because I get back tenfold, right? That's what we want.
If I make money, which everybody says what you're saying right now. I've talked to too many for me to really like. I talked to too many companies, more than I'd like to admit. But all of them say the same thing. Obviously, if I made $10,000 a month and I have to pay y'all $1,000, even if it was $1,000, I'd pay you. But at the end of the day, I'm still making $9,000. But
exactly.
The problem is everybody says, oh, give me 3 months, 4 months. Because the first couple months are going to be slow, and I get it. But even after that, it don't turn out the way I would need it to turn out. And like I said, right now, I'm not in a position to keep doing that.
Okay. No, understood. My only question, I respect that boundary based off your past experience, and I'm sorry you experienced that. My only question is, first off, two things real quick. Is there, like, certain services that you prefer being sent your way that are most, like, worth your time for you to entertain? So if you even had one job, you'd be, like, in the green zone, profit-wise?
What do you mean?
So, for instance, like, yes, so good question. We work with all types of companies. So, for instance, if it was, like, a construction company, so to speak, and they're like, yeah, Charles, my top three most profitable jobs – is I prefer going into homes and remodeling kitchens, and I'll just make a note. And I prefer, you know, doing roofs, and I make a note. So that any call that goes their way, they're already in the green zone. So if that guy spent like $200 and he got just one roof job that was like $10,000, he's at like, you know, green 9,700, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. If you want to, you can call me back. And a couple months, but like I said, at the moment, I can't.
Okay.
Right now,
and
really, I just want, right now, really, I just want to get a website put up just so people can, you know, so, because we're a real company, but, you know, we ain't completely there yet.
You don't have online presence at the moment.
Yeah. Yeah. And
gotcha.
If we can have that, it'll be more appealing, a little bit.
Would it be worth your time to see what packages and what pricing looks like? Is it worth your time for a couple minutes just to entertain, to pull up the details to see if it makes sense? Because the website, hands down, that's what we specialize in. So that's done.
Yeah.
Like, you're talking to the right person.
Yeah, but I don't want to pay monthly for a website whenever I can make one. I don't want to just pay for it.
Right. Now, just to understand,
I've already had two websites, and the people they took back because I quit with them because they wasn't doing their job.
Right. Okay, and that was Town Square, and what was the other company, if you don't mind me asking, Josh, just so I have a better understanding of where you're coming from?
I don't remember the first one. My partner got that one.
Like Home Advisor, maybe? Okay.
Hey, I don't remember it. We've been with Angeles. We still got a little bit of Angeles. GoDaddy is one.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I think we have Home Advisor too, but I don't think you have to pay for those. But like I said, my partner is
doing
that.
Yeah, well, I mean, the pros and the cons, obviously the cons are you took a couple stabs at it and it didn't pan out the way you want it to, so it's kind of obvious. The pro is we are a little different, so we would look to get you on the front page. Have you ever worked with a premier channel partner to Google that we target to get you on the first pages of Yahoo, Bing, Google, like 60 premier websites? That way, when someone's doing any type of vague search for any type of fencing services,
as a result,
you're right in their face so that they could call you?
So, whenever you look for something, food or mechanic, what do you look for on your phone?
Like
you look up on Google.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah, something
I'm already
like
on
that,
Google.
Yeah.
I'm already on Google.
Okay, and are you already, just to gain clarity, because I hear you, so are you one of the first companies that will pop up?
Yeah, I got good reviews. I'm like the third or fourth company.
Okay, and what is your service area, though? Because I wasn't aware of this when I first started, so for instance, if you're like, hey, Charles, my service area, I service within a 50-mile radius. That's my comfort zone. So someone that's like, right. So that's okay. Well, that would be the difference maker in terms of how we could be valuable to you. What I mean by that is if someone near you, of course, I totally agree with you 100%. If they're like within a 5-mile span, 3-mile span, mile span, and they do that search,
so,
you should pop
so
up.
The problem is with that is for residential, which is mostly what the website and all that would get, I'd rather it be near me because people ain't going to be able to pay. Like, people already have a hard time paying. And it's understandable.
Because right.
People don't have money.
Sure.
Because everything's expensive.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather the residential be near the house, like near where I'm at, than it be in Florida. Because if I have to go all the way to Florida to do something, it's going to be like three times what it normally would cost.
Right. Right.
And people ain't going to want to do that whenever they can just search, hey, search one near their spot.
Okay. Because what I'm trying to get at, though, is, and I understand, I respect it. I'm sure you had a real-life example of this, but to cut to the chase, if you search, like, a pizza place, just vague, like you mentioned fences, right? You can get, like, Papa John's, mm-hmm. Pizza Hut. You said you already have that. What I'm trying to get at is I wouldn't make you drive out to an area that you're not comfortable in, but within the territory, if anyone does a vague search for, like, pizza, and Pizza Hut wanted to partner with us, and they're like, hey, Charles, we want to be the first option so people drive to, we can make all the calls in your, like, 50-mile radius circle over to you. So we'd increase the multiplicity of calls. That way you'd have a lot more workflow. So that anyone doing that vague search, you're going to hit at the first of that list. And these are sites, I'm sure you've used Google, you know, almost on the daily just to do random searches. That's where, that's kind of where we'd work as a separator. That's where we're different than GoDaddy. That's where we're different than other companies. And frankly, that's why 97% of the companies that try us for a month, they're like, whoa, these guys are for real. And trust me, Josh, I don't mean to sound like I'm pressuring you or anything, but I've spoken with many people that have got burnt, unfortunately, in the past. You know, make these calls all the time. We're good. We're good at what we do. So what I would suggest is I actually have my regional pricing director who has the credentials to drill a little bit deeper in terms of, like, actual timeline of constructing the website, traffic flow, and what that all looks like. So the good news, Josh, is because you've only been in business for like a year or so, you could still qualify for the promotion that they're running right now, which is actually simply a reduced rate that they have running for their younger companies. So, Josh, what I'd like to do is just grab John, and John's my regional manager for the area to apply that rate reduction for me. And, Josh, if we can make this affordable for you today and this makes sense to you, is this something that you would move forward with?
I'd have to get back to you on that because I got a partner too, so I got.
Okay. All right. Well, for sure. So I respect that. So I'm gonna get that pricing for you now, and you're gonna love this. Okay. So Josh, just give me like 1 second. All right.
Hello. Thank you for holding.